today I'm going to try and convince you to go and put some coffee beans in the microwave. Let me explain. Now, this all started with the V60 video, actually, where I noticed that brew temperature and sort of flow rate in the sort of drawdown phase were kind of connected. That the cooler a brew was, the slower it flowed. And I wondered, well, what did ground coffee temperature do to flow rate in espresso? I set up a little experiment. I took my niche grinder and I dialed it in with just room temperature coffee. And then I took some coffee beans and I heated them up in a microwave to about 60 degrees Celsius. I ground those and I pulled a shot, and that shot ran way faster, like 7-8 seconds faster, which was surprising. Now, to rule something out, I ground some beans that were room temperature, and then I heated the grounds up to 60, and I brewed those to see what the impact was of the puck. Was it that the puck was hotter or something else? Well, that shot brewed at a normal kind of brew time, so clearly hotter beans were grinding differently. Now, to test the opposite, I made some coffee beans very cold in the freezer. Those shots pulled way slower, but interestingly, when I ground some room temperature beans and I made those freezing cold, that shot also ran slower, but not as slow. So clearly, a very cold puck does influence brew temperature, but very cold beans influence grind profile even more. Just for summary, here's a kind of quick matrix of the experiments that I did, just so you can see bean temperatures and then brew times as a result. Is being able to grind finer potentially through using hotter coffee beans? Well, is that useful? Is that good? Does that make better tasting espresso? So we set up an experiment. We dialed in a regular room temperature coffee, and then we dialed in against it coffee beans that were 60 degrees Celsius. Now, one interesting note here is that taking 60 degrees Celsius coffee and grinding it immediately brought the temperature down to about 45 degrees Celsius. Clearly, that contact with that large piece of metal that was room temperature, that grinder, pulled a load of heat out of the grounds, and that was certainly interesting. But anyway, we let them both equilibrate in temperature, which is why they were ground at the same time, and pulled shots. And thanks to Gareth from Square Mile for pulling the shots so that I could taste these blind. Now, this was really, really interesting. The differences were quite distinct every time we tasted it. I did prefer the shots that were from the hotter coffee beans. And it might be just that they were more extracted. Their texture was noticeably different, a little bit richer, softer, rounder. You can try this at home. If you have a microwave and you have a grinder that can grind through a single dose very easily, then you can try this too. One thing I'd recommend, don't brew straight away, right? Like the ground coffee does need to come down in temperature to 30, 35 for it to taste good. When the grounds were at sort of 45 plus, they didn't taste great. It has a kind of muddiness, a kind of over-extraction that I don't particularly enjoy.